Sharon. Welcome to the regular monthly meeting of the City of Atlanta Board of Ethics. The board is an independent, citizen-appointed board that works to ensure honesty, integrity, accountability, and trust in city government. The board administers and enforces the Code of Ethics by interpreting the city's ethical standards, administering the financial disclosure program, investigating ethics complaints, and determining if ethics violations have occurred. The board meets every third Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. in City Council. This is the committee room, too, now, right? Ethics questions or complaints may be sent to ethicsofficer@atlantaga.gov, or you may submit those by phone at 404-330-6286. The board is composed of seven city residents appointed to serve a three-year term of office. All board members are community volunteers who receive no pay for their service. They are Brent Adams, appointed by the Metro Atlanta Chamber of Commerce, who serves as vice chair. Mr. Adams is not here, but we do expect him. Ms. Nicola Hines, appointed by the League of Women Voters of Atlanta Fulton County. Carol Snipe Crawford, appointed by the Atlanta Planning Advisory Board. Raya Greathouse, appointed by the Gate City Bar Association. Jessica Stern, appointed by the Atlanta Bar Association. And Todd Gray, to my immediate left, appointed by the Atlanta Business League. My name is Kate Walsh, and I am appointed by the six major universities. Assisting the board this evening is Assistant City Ethics Officer Jabu Sangova, who is on my far right. And we do now have a quorum and would like to begin with the first order of business. And that is the review and adoption or correction of the minutes of the September 15, 2016 meeting, if you'll review those behind tab one in your binder. Thank you, Ms. Stern. Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The minutes as presented of the September 15, 2016 meeting are adopted. The next issue on the agenda is an enforcement matter in the matter of Vincent Bursey, which is case number CO-16-012. Ms. Sangova, will you be presenting?
Actually, we have an announcement on that case.
Okay.
That case, we're requesting to hold off on that matter in light of additional investigation that's being done on it. So I just ask that we hold off on any agreement in that matter.
All right. Thank you. Update on financial disclosure. Update on enforcement efforts there?
I'll be presenting that.
Okay.
In terms of, and this is a really just a brief report to wrap up, our enforcement for 2016. If you recall, at the September meeting, we presented cases. There were delinquent filer cases that were presented, and the board issued orders in those matters. Since that time, we did have eight cases that were pending, eight delinquent filers cases pending. However, we did additional research, look through systems to confirm contact information, because we cannot proceed without reliable contact information. Based on the fact we were unable to confirm reliable contact information, we've determined that those cases should be closed administratively. And there were other two matters that we're holding, and that was in the case of David Holder and Benny Riggins. Both cases have been resolved. The filers have paid their fines, and the cases are closed. And that concludes our 2016 financial disclosure enforcement process.
Well, great. Thank you, Ms. Sangova.
The next matter is a motion to vacate a final order in the matter of Fayemi Olufemi, and that's case number FD-16009. This was a matter that was brought before the board on September 15th and was one of the cases that a final order was entered into. finding that Mr. Fayemi failed to file the 2016 financial disclosure statement without reasonable cause. However, 2 weeks after the hearing, Mr. Fayemi contacted our office and advised us that he had retired in July of 2014. What happened was that he was receiving vacation pay from the city until February of 2015. So that was, as a result of that, he was showing active in the city's internal system. And so what happens is that because he was showing active, human resources picked him as a required filer. Based on that, we did additional research and confirmed what he was saying, and these facts were not available to us at the September meeting. Therefore, we are requesting that the final order in that matter be vacated.
Thank you, Ms. Sengova. Do we need a motion and vote?
Yes, a motion, and then there is an order that's been provided.
Right, I saw that. Thank you. So do we have a motion to vacate the final order in the case of Mr. Olufemi Fayemi?
Sengova, you were able to confirm with HR that he, in fact, did retire at the time that he said he did?
That is correct. We did confirm that.
I move that we sign the order vacating the final order.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor of vacating the previous final order in the case of Olufemi Fayemi, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries, and I will sign that order. Thank you, Ms. Sengova.
And also, one additional step concerning this case, we also would request, because he was not a required filer, that that he be removed from the role of delinquent filers. And that role, that's the original role, which is behind, if you look at the same tab, that role is at the back of the financial disclosure. And his name is listed on that role. And as you know, this role is posted on the city's website. So we are requesting at this time that he should be removed from the role.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion to remove Mr. Fayemi from the 2016 role of delinquent filers? Thank you. Is there a second? All right. All in favor of removing Mr. Fayemi from the 2016 role of delinquent filers, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The motion carries, and his name shall be removed from the 2016 role of delinquent filers. Thank you. Next item is the ethics officer's report. Ms. Sengova again.
So that report, of course, is provided for information. It lists all of our work that since we didn't have the October meeting since September, and that's for your information. Feel free to take it with you. Basically, I'll just highlight a few of the things from the report. Specifically, Ms. Dawson and I met with staff from the Department of Finance and HR. We started having initial discussions about the five-year budget plan and, of course, the upcoming FY fiscal year 18 budget process. So we did have a meeting concerning that. Additionally, Mr. Santiago and I attended the annual SCCE Ethics and Compliance Conference, which was held in Chicago. And I also presented on a panel with the Chief Compliance Officer at that conference. Additionally, we recently executed a lunch and learn session, and that session focused on conflicts of interest in the workplace. We've been planning that for some months now. We did one last year. It's hopefully supposed to be an annual event. We had approximately 180 employees that showed up and attended, which was great. We thought the program was a great success, and we also provided educational materials with our messaging, and we've actually brought you a few samples of what was handed out to the employees. So I think it was very informative, and I think the employees enjoyed it as well. The last thing I want to bring to your attention is, of course, the new e-file system, which has been an ongoing process since April. I think we're almost at the end when that we're hoping that the package should be out for advertisements pretty soon. And we've been consistently meeting with our project manager from AIM, as well as the procurement officer assigned to the project. And we'll continue to keep you apprised of where we are on the status of the project, because, again, the system has to be ready in 2017 by the really by fall of 2017, since our developer will no longer be with us as of January 2018. Okay? And I'll take any questions you may have about the report.
Thank you. Questions, anyone?
What did you present at the panel?
The topic was, yes, the seven deadly sins of government officials and employees was the title. So Mr. Norman, which is our chief compliance officer, and I present, we had a list of areas, of course. Some of the areas that we covered were conflicts of interest, gifts, and gratuities. And the room was full, so, yeah.
Thank you. Any further questions on the ethics officer's report? No. Okay. I'm sorry, did we do the budget piece, the budget report?
That's just more or less, for your information. Mm-hmm. We are spending as projected for fiscal year 17, of course, with hopefully once the personnel matters are resolved and filled, that should balance out our budget.
All right. Thank you. Any questions about the budget? Now, for board operations, as all of the board members know, as Ms. Singova is aware, the position of ethics officer has been vacant since Ms. Hickson left us, and the board has been interviewing candidates in various configurations of subgroups of the board, so that at this time I am asking for a motion for the board to enter executive session in order to discuss those interviews and to determine a path forward. So, do I have a motion from any member of the board? Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? All right. So, the board will now go into executive session, and Ms. Dawson will show us where we are to go. Thank you.
I move that we come out of executive session.
Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So we are out of executive session and return to the public portion of our meeting. And the next item on the agenda is public comments. I see no members of the public present, so there are no public comments. So on to announcements. The board retreat will be on Saturday, December 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Office of Legal Affairs at the Georgia Institute of Technology, 760 Spring Street, Northwest. And then the next regular Board of Ethics meeting will be Thursday, January 19, 2017, at 6 p.m. in City Council Committee Room Number 1. All right. Any further questions or comments for the good of the order?
Well, last thing is we'll send you information about the board retreat, so just be on the lookout for that information.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Sangova. All right. Is there a motion to adjourn? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.